We had a good session today. We had a special category involved some no huddle, so I thought that was a good start for us. And then just some more move the ball, putting the guys in situations, and at the end, just kind of working against one another. So it was a good day, good work day, good camp day, and that's kind of what I expected out of us today.
Defer to your obviously expertise and opinion, but the first team looked really crisp today.
I thought so too.
You've seen them?
I think so. It felt that way on the field. I can't wait to go back and look at it, but it felt there was real discipline at the line of scrimmage. You know, sometimes you can feel the guys coming out of the huddle. You know, that instance, that urgency to get up and get on the ball. I don't know what the completion percentage was, but it was high. And then a much better job for, you know, regarding the ball today compared to yesterday. I thought yesterday the defense did a really good job getting after it. There was a number of times it was punched out. So it was a big address, you know, thing that we addressed last night in the team meetings and as well today. So it was good to see the offense rally back. And so big competition for us today. That was kind of the theme of the day. Matchups in one-on-one all the way through. So it was a fun day.
You sense that might be attributed to the fact they know a game's coming up finally. They're not beating on each other.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it, yeah. And how much fun that is. I can't wait, you know, for us to demonstrate our toughness, our finish, our attitude, and for our team to connect with the fans. So, yeah, I'm sure that there's a little heightenedness with that.
How about with the offensive line, where until you get to game action with the system, you're not able to cut, you're not able to do all that kind of stuff?
Right, and then there's different looks from what we're more of a 4-3 front. So they can get their 34 looks and 4-3 looks. So we can't wait to get going. There's so many guys for us to look at and evaluate. Guys are absolutely taking their shot and going for it. So now can they make that transformation into the game, you know? Can they take their practice reps and now put it into the game? So that's kind of the fun part that you see, especially for some of these young guys. It's their first time going at it, and it's a blast, you know, for those guys to go.
Coach, what's your plan with Justin Durant? I guess he's going to get some limited reps here and there and stuff like that. Keep him fresh, but what's the plan with that, and how is his health?
Yeah, the main thing is his health's good, and so we're trying to, you know, put him in the unique roles of all the featured stuff that he has. He's such a quick guy, so we're trying to, and then there's some other competitions that we're trying to work through, too, based on some of the reps, but he's healthy. The groin and all that he had a strain in earlier is doing good, so now it's a matter of let's help him get ready and be at his best.
Speaking of game evaluation, what are you expecting to see from the running backs, knowing that it's only the first preseason game?
Well, number one, can they, you know, run our system, you know, one gap at a time, put their foot in the ground and go. So whatever the front is, whatever the scheme is, like our rules and our principles are in place. So really that's what I'm looking for from those guys this weekend. One gap at a time, foot in the ground, and then get north-south, get downhill.
Pardon the general question. What have you seen out of the defense? I mean, I know that's got to be a priority with what had happened, you know, the way things have gone around here the last couple of years. And you've been seeing the other side.
Sure, I think the things, just from my outlook on where we're at now, I like the effort, you know, that we're going with. I feel the energy that we're bringing. We've got a long ways to go in terms of our attitude to keep going after the football. I like the drilling that we've done for tackling. Until we get a chance to evaluate it here over the next few preseason games, we'll have a better sense of where we're at. We're understanding our leverage principles, and we're a leverage tackling team. So to me, those are the principles. Can we get those down? And I feel like we have those principles now. Now, how fast can we play? The installs are over, so now that's the point. Okay, what are the things that we do best? Now that we've put it all in, let's find the things that we do best.
Do you think, obviously, it helps to have talent? You had some great talent in Seattle. I mean, is this defense at that level? I mean, not to Seattle's level, but
yeah, I'm not going to
need the talent.
I'm going to reserve like comparing.
Yeah,
I say
but
what
I mean, the guys.
Yeah, what I can tell you is that you know, the aggressiveness, the toughness, the finish, those are the things we're looking for, and I feel that speed from the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Coach Cox mentioned Joey and Boo as one of the guys that's really factored.
He has.
I mean, how big is that for an undrafted free agent? And what's gotten him there?
For all of us who, you know, you guys for covering camps and for us, you know, in training camp, it's one of the most awesome parts of it when a young guy is going for it, drafted, undrafted, and especially for some of the undrafted guys, like, yeah, you're a long shot coming in, and all right, now where are you at? And where's the mindset? So, yeah, we're pleased with the progress that he's making. And he's one of these other guys who's going for it. He's putting it all in there and laying it all out. So we're anxious to see him go and play.
Is a big part of that he played for a coach in college on the defensive side that has NFL experience and that knowledge shows?
I'm sure, you know, because he knows how to practice. So I'm sure, you know, for him, having that background of somebody who's had some of the experience, hey, here's some things you might expect, I would think it would help.
I imagine that the mixing and matching with the offensive line is going to go into Friday night a little bit.
It will.
Does it matter if Matt Ryan is working with all the different parts, or does the quarterback matter much there?
Yeah, it totally matters.
I
know what you're saying. But, yeah, we'll make sure there's a unique group of guys that we really have that are in part of the competition to be in that group. So, yeah.
Dan, how much do you want your starters to play in that first preseason?
You know, we're going to – I haven't gotten into it with the staff yet, Vaughn. But for sure some, you know, get at least going into as we're getting going. But I don't want to give a series or a quarter or a count, you know. because some starters need more work than other starters, so it's not like a blanket assessment, if that makes sense. There's some guys who will be more game ready based on their experience in years past than other guys. So I don't know if it'll be a wholesale by group, if that makes sense.
Okay. Dan, a lot
of not to pass. You know, say one or the other, but you know, individually.
Lots of made about Matt's, you know, not being the most mobile quarterback in years past. Now you got him rolling out a lot and
quite a bit,
things of that nature. How is he taken to that, and have you had to talk to him about his own preservation from that standpoint?
Yeah, well, good news is he's not a zone read quarterback. So in that part, we do. But, yeah, that's certainly something to talk about for him, you know, because on the keepers, you know, there is a times where, you know, the safety or the linebacker took guy to the flat, and there's those, you know, 7 or 8 yards he's going to go, and then when do we slide? So, yeah, it's certainly part of the topic for sure. I thought he's looked good, you know, coming down the edge. He can throw well on the run, and now it's just another advantage for us, you know, on the zone scheme and the keepers coming back off it. So, next guy's up, Dave, so after that.
What should the fans expect on Friday, and are there any matchups in particular that you're really looking forward to come off the practice field and go on the game field?
Not necessarily the matchups, but I can tell you that I'm looking for the competition for these guys to jump through just like we've seen it at practice. So more than anything, that's really, you know, the attitude, the mindset of how to play. And it's an awesome time for some of these young guys who are, again, their first game experience, and, you know, what a thrill for them. So I can't wait to see those guys. In particular.
And the fans, what should they kind of expect to see out there on Friday?
I'd hope when they see us, the first thing that jumps out, I say, man, do these guys play hard. And I'd hope there'd be an element where they say these guys are tough and they're trying to out-hit people. And the last thing, you know, I hope there's some finish opportunities for us, whether it's at the end of the half or the end of the game, to display that as well. So I hope we're going to play fast and physical, and I hope they would say that when they're leaving too.